This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Antifa wants to wage war on conservatives, and they set a date. Are you guys aware of this? The date is November the 4th. I don't know why they picked that date, but it's November the 4th. It's coming up. I will be hosting Fox and Friends on the 4th and the 5th, I believe. That's a Saturday and Sunday. So I will be immune to Antifa, but you better be on the lookout. Hey, you want to know where they won't be waging war against conservatives, just FYI? Anywhere that guns are legal. Antifa will wage war like the they will go crazy in Berkeley. They'll go bananas in Chicago. But they're not going to do anything in, say, Dallas or Houston, because you mess with a Texan and you'll get shot. They're not going to do anything in Arizona. Had a guy move from L.A. to Arizona, and he said to me, he goes, you know what's interesting about Arizona? I said, well, he goes, the people are nice. Now, we're really not nice in L.A.? He was a driver, black dude, from L.A., been here 3 months. And he says, yeah, man. I said, why do you think they're nice? He said, because everybody's got a gun. I said, no, that's not why they're nice. They're nice because you don't know who has one. It's legitimate to have it. So they figure everybody has one. So everybody treats people with respect. Everybody's an equalizer. I go, look, I got 4 black belts. Do you think I can get a, yeah, I'm all crazy, but somebody pulls out a gun and says, hey, nice to talk to you, Bill. Bill the accountant, who's never trained for anything in his life except going to the shooting range. And because, you know, you got to get your license to carry, these people go, they practice, they do what they're supposed to do. They are good, solid citizens with handguns. And I live amongst them. He said, man, I saw a dude walking into a place with a hand. I was like, what? What's he doing with that hand? Because it's not concealing carry here. It's open carry. And he's like, I didn't know. Man, I was like, what? What's going on? Yeah, they're legal here. And and I was joking when I go, you didn't think about robbing him, did you? He started laughing. Oh, man. Hey, Tesla. Tesla fired 700 employees. Tesla is the belle of the ball when it comes to car manufacturers. Elon Musk has come up with this great car. Now he wants to enter the cheap car market. He wants to make an affordable Tesla that everybody can drive. So he staffed up for it. He got everybody all Google Gaga over it. He started accepting orders. This car is like it's the equivalent of a Prius. You know, it's no big deal. Which, I'm going to tell you something. I drove one of these, I think it was a Prius. By accident. I rented a car, and that's what they gave me. And it was really cool to drive this car. The car got 47 miles per gallon, which was interesting. But what it does is, when you go to like a stoplight, it goes into electric mode. You take off, you hear nothing. You don't know that car's on. And it was so cool. And, of course, it had all these electronic gadgets, and it told you, you know, how the battery thing is. I'll put it to you this way. When the batteries are to the point where people go, man, my batteries lasted me 10 years on my car, I'll buy an electric car. Because they said to replace the batteries, it's like $6,000. It's like effectively buying another car, a used car. I don't want that. But I love driving that car. It was, you know, it's not like it's going to race off the line, but it was good pickup. When it kicked in the gasoline mode, you know, it did great. It monitored between what mode you were in, it gave you all kinds of diagnostics. I was impressed. And I could see why people want to own it. If you're just booting around town and you need an A to B car, great car to have. But Tesla, firing 700 employees, you know, look, I'm all for green energy. I promise you, I want to see it get proliferate. I want to see it all the way through. I saw a car the other day, a CNG car, compressed natural gas. I want to say it was a Toyota. And I don't know where the guy gets his gasoline, but I've seen specialty stations, and I'm sure he's got them mapped out. But his car was CNG. I would love to see more compressed natural gas cars. I think the electric one is cooler just because of, you know, it doesn't have any, it's not making any sound. It was just quiet. And that, I mean, I cranked it and went, oh shoot, it's not on. And I was cranking it. I was like, oh, it's on. I'm on. Hello. I mean, I'm on. Oh my goodness. We got a lot to talk about. We're not going to get out of we're not going to drop the subject of Weinstein, folks. Nor, as you saw from Sunday, will we drop the subject of football. I saw a story. I didn't watch any games, as you guys know, but I saw a story where the Jets got cheated out of a touchdown or something. And it was trending on Twitter, which I'm still on lockdown on Twitter. I'm going to get to that here in a second. But I saw a thing. 113,000 people were looking at the story about the Jets. And I went, oh, I want to see what that's about. You know, is it a big, you know, bunch of people sitting or whatever? And the Jets got cheated out of a touchdown. I'm like, man, I'm not, who cares? How much football? Do you guys watch football this weekend? I watch nothing. I will not watch football on Monday. I won't watch it on Thursday. I love reporting the numbers. To me, this is like the old Chicago killings over the weekend. I got to give you the stats. All I know is NFL still down. Do we have the Thursday? Did you guys give me the Thursday night stats? I've completely forgot there was a Thursday game. If you put a gun to my head and said, Kevin, who played on Thursday? I would have to guess and hope that you wouldn't kill me. Throw myself on the mercy of the sports fanatic. Because I would not know. Don't know and I don't care. Hey, we're doing some cool stuff. I need my buddy Kirk. Kirk runs the radio stuff for us now. He's putting together some really cool promos and stuff. Man, I got to tell you, brother's got a great story. I'm going to have Kirk on the show, and he and I are going to talk about his past. This dude was truly, I mean, just somebody you got to get to know. You guys have already gotten to know Brett, the crazy millennial. What's Brett called? What you call yourself? The disgruntled millennial? Why are you disgruntled, man? You got a dream job working over here with me. The disgruntled millennial. You need to change it to the Happy Place Millennial or something, man, and let people know when you get to work with Kevin Jackson, you're having a great time. I want people to know that. Anyway, I do want to talk more about Weinstein. I want to talk about the Clintons. And I want to tell you a story about my Twitter ban, but I want to tell it to you, pardon me, from the standpoint of a young lady who got banned from Twitter, and she's a leftist. And I think that's where this story kind of takes an interesting turn, is that she is a leftist and what Twitter did to her. Here's our tweet of the day. NBC News ran 1,000 Trump stories with anonymous sources but refused to run Harvey Weinstein's story with police reports and eyewitnesses.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. On the side of the winners, we have ourselves a warrior, a rock star president, billionaire bad boy that is absolutely taking America and the world by storm. People don't like it when you say it, but it's a fact. Donald Trump is doing it. He's doing exactly what he told us he would do. Donald Trump has addressed immigration. He's got the left on tilt. He took away DACA, unconstitutional DACA, I should say. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accord. It's got the left on tilt. What do we do? How do we bilk them out of money? He got us out of the Iran nuclear deal and called it what it was. He's now working on Obamacare, dismantling it brick by brick, vile brick by brick. He's already given you the ability. Did he do the executive order to let it go through across, you know, different lines, state lines and all that? He's working on that. I mean, the guy's a rock star. And he's telling you right now, hey, I'm trying to work with Congress. They don't want to do it. He's undoing the constitutionality of Obamacare, of DACA. He's getting us out of trade deals, NAFTA and the TPP. He's stabilizing the currency. He's lowering unemployment. He's raising the United States' borrowing power. He's trimming the debt. He's cutting the deficit. He's looking at things practically, saying to all of his directors, you got to cut your budgets. He's strengthening the military. He's going around the world. Did you guys just see the story where he got this couple back who'd been held by the Taliban? I don't even want to know. This woman went over there. I don't know how they got caught. I don't know how they got in a situation where they got captured. But, you know, he may have been a contractor. Had his family over there. Two kids. His wife was pregnant. Obama let them languish over there. And Trump gets them back. No telling what happened to this woman. Can you imagine? You think the Taliban went,
leave them alone. That is his wife. That is his wife.
This woman was brutalized. Taken probably every night away from her husband and kids, then sent back. And you know what she went through. You think Obama cared? You think the left care about the war on women? She, for all intents and purposes, that's what Harvey Weinstein does. Anyway, Trump got him freed. Nobody's saying a word about it. I mean, if you go back, honestly, if you look, we should do a segment strictly on things that the media hasn't mentioned about Trump. It's some of the things that'll just blow your mind. Things that he's accomplishing that if it were Obama, you'd be getting accolades on top of accolades. But because it's Trump, not a single mention. This freeing of this couple, I think, is a huge deal. Obama couldn't do it. Maybe we'll cover that as just a separate story because it's worth it. So, you know, the guy's a rock star. He's got the Hollywood on the run, which means leftists are on the run. Because these people are, they're afraid. They talk about the war on women. They talk about Donald Trump grabbing women by this or that. Donald Trump just made a woman, added another woman to his cabinet. Anybody say anything about that? He's got lots of women in his cabinet now. Chu, Betsy DeVos. He's got Sarah Sanders, Huckabee. He's got press secretaries out the wazoo. He's got Amorosa. Here she may be leaving. But black women, Asian women, you name it. Women in powerful positions. They're not saying a word. Because the left, they don't want you to know what this guy's doing. But you know what? Don't feel bad. It doesn't matter. Donald Trump is going to get the word out. He dominates them with Twitter. I would love to see Twitter ban Donald Trump. I'd love to see him do it. Wouldn't you? Just ban him and see what happens. Donald Trump would make some serve. I would love to have an anti-Twitter, you know, a counter to Twitter. I wish he'd come over to Tea Party Community. For those of you who have been experiencing problems with Tea Party Community, know that we changed the platform. People tried to hack us at our root level, and our tech team had to shut the site down in order to go after the hackers. So he had some issues, but they're getting resolved. I'm telling you how bad they don't want us to succeed. That's how badly they don't want us to succeed. Not going to happen. Another thing that's been happening, folks, that you need to be aware of is the left's twisted definition of courage. I love watching Trump dismantling these guys, and as the left start to come out of their rat holes in Hollyweird, they say things like, you know, it's now time that I speak out, and they say it in such a way that you're like, oh, well, thanks for coming out, Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey just made a comment. Harvey Weinstein, I had a lot of respect for you until you buggered one of my friends. And at that point, I lost respect. Did he say anything? Did Kevin Spacey come out and go, man, that Harvey Weinstein, he sexually assaulted one of my friends? Nope. He just lost respect and moved on. Yeah, because these guys do not want to stop working. The unspoken threat of Hollywood is there. They don't have to say anything. Why do you think conservatives shut up? But do you really believe, honestly, that Hollywood has I mean, let's say for the sake of discussion, we know that the nation's roughly 50-50 conservative to liberal. I personally don't believe that. I think it's probably closer to 70-30 conservative. But Hollywood wants you to believe it's 98% liberal. You believe that? You believe the people that get up every day and have to serve those pretentious punks and princesses believe as they do? These are the people mowing their yards, picking up the dry cleaning, you know, making their fruit baskets or whatever else. Do you honestly? I know it's in California, but see, it's one thing to be away from it in Bakersfield making a living. It's another when you see how the other half live and then pretend that they're like one of you. Those people in Hollywood, I bet you Hollywood's 40% conservative if it's not higher. People are fronting over there. They won't tell you the truth because they're afraid to. All these people who now claim not to know, these people that claim they only knew a little bit, and now coming forward, people are now talking about the courage. Like the courage of Jason Collins when he came forward as being gay.
Oh, he's so courageous. Look at him. Let's give him an award for his courage.
And I tell you all the time, the courage of a guy who lied to a chick about being heterosexual when he's on the down low, he could have given this lady HIV. Who knows? He could have changed her life in so many. Probably has. She's thinking she's dating a guy that wants to marry her, and he's out there looking for dudes. Yeah, but he's courageous. So these people now stepping forward are courageous? It's nonsense. Not courageous at all. They're cowards is what they are. Let's not get it twisted, America. Know your definitions.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Gady Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. documentation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Our society still does not sufficiently value women. We still don't condemn sexual assault as loudly as we should.
Women's rights are human rights, and human rights are women's rights, and I believe that with all my heart.
We make excuses. We look the other way.
I went to 112 countries for all of you. I raised it in every country.
The message that sends can have a chilling effect on our young women.
I looked across the table at dictators and authoritarians and chauvinists and sexists and misogynists. Yeah.
I want to start by thanking Harvey Weinstein. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics, author of three best-selling books, the latest being Race Pimping. Get it at racepimping.com. We're putting together something here soon at my fellowship. Location, which is at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics in Lawrence, Kansas. So we're trying to put something together, a debate series or something. I would love to debate Richard Fowler or some Holly Weirdo on what's going on right now with Weinstein. By the way, that was the GOP ran a commercial, and that was them showing Barack Obama talking about, you know, how he's going to help women. Hillary Clinton talking about helping women all over the world, for goodness sake. You know, it's all about the women. And meanwhile, right under their noses, they're letting a sexual predator roam freely. Took a while to disavow him, didn't it? It took Hillary 5 days to make a statement. I don't know how long it took the Obamas, but it was somewhere along the same lines. Nobody knew what to do. And you know what? You know what really scares them? You know why they're delaying it, why they delayed it? They didn't know who else was going to be involved. They were scared. Don't get it twisted, folks. They know what's going on. And Chelsea Clinton, she's running from the media over something so small, it's crazy to me that you wouldn't just confront it. They get used to this. It's easy to trigger these people. Daily Mail reporter asked Chelsea, will the foundation give back the donation from Harvey Weinstein? Do you plan to return the $100,000? It's chump change, right? For the Clinton Foundation, it's absolute chump change. They've made billions. According to the reporter, Chelsea looked straight ahead and ignored the question as she scurried through the side lot and ducked into her waiting black sedan. Security blocked the reporter from asking Chelsea the question again. But they say it wasn't the only time that Chelsea was asked the question. Same thing happened Didn't say a word. Different event. How did Bill Clinton respond? Former president was asked the same question on Friday night, responded in a similar manner. When a reporter tried to get close, ask about the donation, the communications officials from the Clinton Foundation blocked the reporter. Hillary says she's going to donate the money to a charity. And I suspect the Clintons have another charity set up that Hillary will donate it to, or it'll go to a friend's charity. If you think for one second the Clintons are going to dump this money into something that doesn't get them payback, you don't know the Clintons. Just the way it is. I want to go into something that happened, though, that it happened on Twitter. And it really shows more about leftism than a lot of the other things that have happened. And you get to, you know, to see the underexposed, dirty underbelly of Hollywood's sex for play scandal. See, it's just an ugly truism of the left that's now showing itself in the light of day. Now, we conservatives, we've complained that social media is a leftist media outlet. They don't want us there. When we speak truth to power, they get upset. And apparently, when it comes to exposing lecherous leftists, the progressives will willingly eat their own. So I read an article in Z Review. And here's what they said. Earlier today, Twitter closed Rose McGowan's actor, producer, director account. She's a sane, accomplished veteran of the movie industry. Why silence her? Rose McGowan was one of the first people to make bold public statements and gestures regarding the brutal misogyny in the film industry. Her frustration, anger, and disbelief moved her to do what so many other women in entertainment have not done. McGowan spoke out. She still speaks out. She names names, identifies who did what, and publicizes the negative consequences of their actions. Rose McGowan has been holding the torch for women in Hollywood for years. Sure, she's an activist and a thorn in some people's sides, but why go after her now? What they're saying, folks, is Rose McGowan has been talking about this for a while. She's been the only one brave enough to say it. And you know what they did? The leftists blacklisted her and made her out to be a kook. She's made lambasting Harvey Weinstein part of her career as an activist. And prior to last week, the accounts she related to media sources were reported, but with a bit of skepticism. Talking about the accounts of Harvey Weinstein's actions. They go on to say this, if no one else was saying what she was, why assume she was saying the absolute truth? Maybe she just had an axe to grind. See, that's what they do. They separate you out from the herd, and then they let the hyenas have you. And that's exactly what Hollywood did to Rose McGowan, with many people knowing. I don't need to take you through the litany of actors, and it isn't just women, it's men as well. There are no men on the left. See, because real men would have braced Harvey Weinstein up in a corner one night and given him a blanket party. And real women would have taken care of him the same way. I'm talking about conservative women. Try that crap with conservative women, Harvey Weinstein. Any of you Holly weirdos. They tried it with Stacey. I forget her last name, but you know who I'm talking about. Talked about her earlier in the broadcast. They tried it with her. They tried it with Tippi Hedren years ago, and she said, I'll leave. She left Hollywood. Said, forget you guys. Strong women say, I don't have to tolerate this. Had a girl, she worked for me. Little country girl. Didn't have to work. And I tried to train her. And she was tough to train, but I liked her attitude. And one day I was too hard on her. So I come back from lunch and she'd screwed something up pretty good. And I was like, you know, like, Gene, come on now. You know, God, I told you how to do this, that, and the other. And she just started packing up her stuff. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, Kevin, she goes, I really appreciate all the time you spent with me and trying to train me and everything. She goes, I'm just not getting it. And she goes, and I feel aggravated because I'm letting you down. And she goes, you know what? I don't need this. I don't need to work. My husband makes a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. And she said, so, you know, I just would rather, let's be friends. All right, we gave each other a hug and she walked away. And right after I pinched her butt. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. I didn't do that. That would have been Ben Affleck or some Hollywood. My point to it is, strong woman said, this isn't for me. And she left. End of story. No hard feelings. I didn't harass her in any way other than expected her to do her job. And she wanted to. But anyway, this girl, Rose McGowan, has been vocal, men and women, in high-ranking places, knew about this. And you know the protection given to that man, that guy Harvey Weinstein, and oh, by the way, many others. It's terrible. And don't think it's Harvey Weinstein just going after women that they're hiding. They got people who make a living going off of little boys and little girls, pedophiles. Gay pedophiles, too. Not that it matters. I mean, a pedophile is a pedophile. But I'm saying, don't just think it's the girls. We told you a story of Terry Crews and some gay actor, a gay director, rather, going up and grabbing him in his naughty bits and then just telling him, you know, winking at him like, get over yourself. I mean, he couldn't do that in the real world. In the real world, if Rose McGowan were approached by the CEO of one of America's big companies, can you imagine Tillerson being Harvey Weinstein at ExxonMobil? The guy, his career would be over. The dude would be homeless, living on the streets of Houston, Texas. But man, you can get away with it in Hollywood forever. Why? They all hide behind their charities. Look at the great job we do helping women and children. Helping Africans. Helping Guatemalans and El Salvadorans. Look at us. We're so cool. Don't last for their help. Comes with a price.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to finish talking about Rose McGowan, who was a whistleblower for Harvey Weinstein for quite a bit of time, last decade and a half at least. Nobody listened to her. Her cries fell on deaf ears. Everybody just presuming she was the only one, which wasn't the case. They all knew that she wasn't. Dozens. Now they're all coming out. Out of the woodwork. And I don't know if you guys saw the meme of all the entertainers, the girls, who was it, Beyonce, Rihanna, Miley Cyrus, a couple of others, Madonna, I don't know some of the others, but they did a montage of them, and all of them were grabbing their crotches, grabbing themselves by the you-know-what. There was a girl recently that was interviewed on one of the late-night talk show hosts, I think it was that guy Seth something, and she said something like, I would have shown my breasts to a producer to get a particular role, and she wanted to play Robert De Niro's love interest in a film. So she goes, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Well, what else would she do in a heartbeat?
Jimmy Kimmel, he's running around the street asking women to grab his crotch in Hollywood. So then they say, well, Trump, he's talking about grabbing women by the whatever. There's more evidence that that's easy to do with any practically anybody in Hollywood. By the way, a product of the feminist movement, a product of leftism. That's who, you can place that right on the shoulders of feminism and leftism. Women that, I'm just as empowered as a man, why can't I just go up and grab a guy by the crotch? You can. Absolutely, go for it. Certainly ladylike, isn't it? Yeah. So you have all this brewing. Meanwhile, Harvey Weinstein is being, people know what's going on. Rose McGowan is absolutely vocal about who he is. You've got Hollywood making innuendo. Courtney Love saying, well, if you're going to come to Hollywood, don't go to a private party with Harvey Weinstein. You've got Seth MacFarlane going after him in a bit, saying, well, at least these ladies here no longer have to pretend that Harvey's a, you know, good-looking guy and they want to be with him or whatever. You've got other videos of people under, you know, in a subtle way, referencing Harvey Weinstein. We wouldn't even catch this stuff in sitcoms and things like this. All these things that were meant to go after HW. And then when it finally happens, they blow the whistle on him. Everybody now knows it. What does Twitter do? Twitter shuts down the whistleblower. Twitter punishes the victim. What is it that the left talks about all the time? Twitter punishes Rose McGowan because she dares say, I told you so. I've been talking to you guys about this for ages. Let's disable her account. And the only reason why they brought her off of suspension was because she made the story public. And then women came to her aide, I guess you could say, and say, we're not going to be on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how big the boycott would have been, but she was able to get Twitter to take a serious look at it. And so they put her on a 12-hour lockdown. See, I'm on a 7-day lockdown because I tweeted to Hillary Clinton and Ashley Judd, would you please, I ask them a very serious question. Can you tell me if you have the equivalent to an Uncle Tom in the feminist movement? Is there a word for it that people are calling you? And then they shut me down. I was legit. I wanted to know. What do they call sellouts that tell women they're going to help them and do nothing of the sort? Because that's what they did. Ashley Judd, with all the venom and vitriol you can muster, was in D.C. with her little pink, you know, vagina head on, talking about Donald Trump. Meanwhile, knowing the decades of abuse that Harvey Weinstein has been unleashing on people. Hillary Clinton the same way. Michelle Obama, many others. They hobnob. They know. They hear the whispers. They've been to enough events with Harvey to know people are going, wow. And you know why Harvey liked being seen with them? With the president and first ladies and aides to these people? You know why? Because it insulated him. People looked at Harvey. They said, he may not be the richest guy in Hollywood, but this dude is with the movers and the shakers. He's friends with Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. He's friends with the Clintons. He's friends with the entire cabinet. He's the reason why your money, it's taxpayer money, you conservatives, we conservatives, is being spent in Hollywood on nonsense. They're making the movies that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and those ilk asked him to make. He's running a marketing firm on behalf of leftism that we fund, and that is the reason why they let him get away with whatever he wanted to. It took Rose McGowan to bring it to the fore. Now you can go, well, Kevin, it took Ashley Judd. You know, she finally said something and whatever. Okay, fine. I don't care. Ashley Judd hasn't been the vocal one throughout this entire time. Certainly hasn't. It's been Rose McGowan. She is the, what's her name? Rosa Parks of this movement. That's right. A white woman blew the whistle on this man. This guy that's a lech. It wasn't Hillary Clinton. It wasn't Susan Sarandon. It wasn't Scarlett Johansson. It wasn't any of these other, you know, Holly weirdos. It'd be Jane Fonda. You think Jane Fonda hasn't seen her bit of sexual harassment in a day. And here's the thing of it. And I'm not making excuses, but, you know, Fonda and those people probably are like, well, whatever. You know, you blew it off. You can't blow it off anymore. Not today. Because of what people have done. Because of what the left have done to the state of America. To the state of just, quite frankly, to the state of social, you know, just society in general. So now Rose McGowan has started a movement. It's got people coming out, talking about this. Craziest things are being discussed too. Maybe it'll force the snowflakes to grow up. Whatever the case, Twitter needs to pay a high price for bucking, I should say for siding with the establishment. Banning this woman for any length of time for her getting the truth out. See, I think what I did as well, when I put at Hillary Clinton and at Ashley, they're like, you can't do anything that will trigger them, that will be perceived as, you know, antagonistic. I wasn't antagonizing them. It was a tongue-in-cheek, very clever way of asking them how they were sellouts. How does it feel like to be a sellout? See, I'm not a sellout. People call me Uncle Tom, whatever. Don't care. That's a compliment, by the way. But even if it were derogatory, truly derogatory, and not just meant to be derogatory, it doesn't matter. I'm not a sellout. As one of my friends would say, I'm a buy-in. But I don't need to be a buy-in. I'm who I am, and I've witnessed what I've witnessed, and I'll call it out. And if Donald Trump had done what Harvey Weinstein had done, I would be asking for his resignation. It's that simple. This is just one of these weird things. Anyway, I do want to cover something with the NFL. Well, it's not a weird thing. I don't know why I said that. It's a weird situation, I guess, is what I meant to say. I hate when I'm not clear. Because sometimes you do radio and you think everybody, oh, they understand me. No, they don't. Anyway, thanks for pointing that out, buddy. So, NFL protests happened over the weekend. 7 San Francisco 49ers knelt during the anthem on Sunday. Safeties Eric Reed, Adrian Butler, linebackers Dakota Watson, Eli Harold, receiver Marquise Goodwin, defensive lineman Eric Armstead, and cornerback Kawan Williams. The Miami Dolphins players stood for the anthem, while wide receiver Kenny Stills, safety Michael Thomas, and tight end Julius Thomas remained off the field. The trio previously knelt during the anthem, but Dolphins coach Adam Gase implemented a policy requiring all players to stand. Well, it's not just all players should stand, they should all be with the team. But, you know what, that's his workaround. Fine, I don't care. The NFL's going nowhere. Most New Orleans Saints players knelt before the anthem played on Sunday. ESPN reported that all the players then stood while the anthem played and then some locked arms. Team was met with boos when they knelt and cheers when they stood. So that's the update. And then, of course, we've got tonight's game, and I'll tell you what happened with that. But the interesting thing to me is that the league still hasn't put out a policy that's definitive that would put an end to this. They alluded to it and still haven't done it. It'll happen within 2 weeks. It'll be definitive. No more monkey business. And I know people go, ooh, Kevin, I can't say that. Yeah, maybe you can't, but I can. I got to leave it there, folks. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back again tomorrow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.